Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, and welcome to Radio Eye's Children's Story Hour. As a reminder, Radio Eye is a reading service intended for people who are blind or have other disabilities that make it difficult to read printed material. Today, we will be reading from various children's books. Your reader today is Miss Francis. We will start with the book titled Madeline and Her Dog. It was published by Random House Children's Books, has a copyright date of 2011, and was written by John Bimilans Martino. Madeline and Her Dog. In an old house in Paris that is covered in vines, live 12 little girls in two straight lines. The smallest one is Madeline. The girls get dressed by 9:30, but Madeline will never leave without her puppy, Genevieve. Genevieve sniffs along the streets on the hunt for tasty treats. A garbage can is the perfect place for Genevieve to stuff her face. Genevieve gets her dearest wish. From the river, she pulls a fish. "P-U," say the people all around. "That is one dirty, stinky hound." Miss Clavel says, "We must go right away and wash this dog without delay." Genevieve thinks something is not right. The pooch puts up a mighty fight, but she is outnumbered. That's basic math. The girls lift her, splash, right into the bath. They wash their pup from tail to snout. As hard as she tries, she can't get out. With a rub and a dub-dub comes the final rinse and scrub. She gives a wiggle and a great big shake. Miss Clavel says, "For heaven's sake." The girls pat her dry. The bath is done. Madeline says, "Now wasn't that fun?" Genevieve races for the door. The girls forgot to close it before. In the garden, she digs a hole. What a perfect spot to roll. Madeline says, "Genevieve, no! Come out right now." But the dog won't go. At last, Madeline wins the fight, but she and her dog are quite a sight. "Now there is a tub for two. All we need in the tub is you." The end. Well, that fun story ended with Madeline and her dog taking a bath together. I was wondering if you've ever taken a bath with one of your pets at home. Next, I'd like to read a story called Pedro's Big Goal. It was published by Picture Window Books, has a copyright date of 2017, and was written by Fran Manmushkin. Pedro's Big Goal. Chapter 1. Goalie Tryouts. Pedro didn't like soccer. He loved soccer. He loved running and kicking and jumping. "Our team is the best," he bragged. "Hooray for the jumping Wildcats." Katie Wu cheered too. "We run fast. We jump high. We kick hard. Coach Rush said, "Next week, I'm picking a goalie for our first game. Who wants to try out?" "Me, me, me," yelled everyone. "Forget it," sneered Rodney. "I'm the biggest. Nobody can beat me." "Roddy's right," said Pedro. "He will be the best." "I'm not so sure," said Katie. "Bigger is not always better." Katie and Jojo and Barry went home with Pedro to practice. Katie kicked the ball to Pedro. Whoosh! It went past him. "Try again," yelled Barry. He kicked the ball to Pedro. Whoosh! Pedro missed again. Chapter 2. Practice and Poop. Pedro told his dad, "Maybe I can't move fast enough to be a goalie." "Don't give up," said his dad. "Okay," agreed Pedro. "I'll keep trying." "I wanted to play too," said Pedro's brother, Peco. "Watch out," Pedro yelled. He blocked Peco from jumping into a pile of puppy poop. "Good block," said Pedro's dad. He kicked the ball to Pedro. Pedro almost blocked it. "Keep trying," said his dad. "You will get better." The next day, Pedro's friends came over to play. Barry kicked the ball. Oops! He kicked it too hard, and the ball flew over the fence. "Arf!" Pedro's puppy, Peppy, chased the ball. He tried to jump over the fence and into the street. Pedro jumped high and he blocked Peppy. "Wow," cheered Barry. "That was the best block of all." "I'll say," Pedro smiled, hugging Peppy tight. Pedro kept on practicing. "I wonder who the coach will pick to be goalie," asked Katie. "Maybe it will be Rodney," said Jojo. "Maybe not," said Barry. Chapter 3. The Wildcats' Goalie. Finally, the day came for the tryouts. Katie went first. She missed both balls. "Better luck next time," said Coach Rush. But then it was Jojo's turn. She blocked one ball, but she missed the next one. "Not bad," said Coach Rush. "Let's see who can block both balls." "It's my turn," yelled Rodney. "I know I will win." But Rodney was so busy bragging, he missed both balls. Then it was Pedro's turn. Rodney kicked the first ball. Pedro blocked it. Rodney kicked the second ball. Pedro jumped. He blocked that one, too. "You win," yelled Coach Rush. "Pedro is our goalie." "Yay," cheered Pedro's friends. "We knew you could do it." "Now I know too," said Pedro. "I get a big kick out of this game." And he smiled all the way home. The end. In the back of this story, the author has given you some questions to think about and maybe a writing activity you could do. First it says, let's talk. Number 1. Pedro loves soccer. What is your favorite sport? What do you like about it? Number 2. Pedro practiced a lot to get ready for the goalie tryouts. Why is it important to practice? How would the story have been different if he hadn't practiced? And number 3, Roddy said no one could beat him and he was going to be the best. How do you think that made Pedro feel? And now for a writing activity. Number 1, Pedro's parents and friends helped him practice to be a goalie. Write about a time you helped a friend. Pedro's soccer team name is the Jumping Wildcats. Write down the names of your favorite sports teams. Now, number 3, draw a picture of yourself playing your favorite sport. Write about it, why you like it. The end. The next book I'd like to read is a funny story called Mr. Monkey Bakes a Cake. It was published by Simon & Schuster Books for Young Readers, has a copyright date of 2018, and was written by Jeff Mack. Mr. Monkey Bakes a Cake. Mr. Monkey makes a cake. "Ooh," says Mr. Monkey. He adds sugar. "Ooh." He adds an egg. "Ooh." He adds bananas. "Whoops." Pour too many bananas out of the bag. "That's okay. Monkeys like bananas." Mr. Monkey says, "Yum." Mr. Monkey mixes the cake. "Yum." And while he's mixing the cake, he's eating a banana. Mr. Monkey bakes the cake. "Yum," come the spells from the oven. Mr. Monkey eats another banana while he's baking the cake. Mr. Monkey frosts the cake. He's saying, "Yum, yum, yum," and he's eaten a whole lot of bananas. "Good job, Mr. Monkey. Your cake looks beautiful. Now you can eat your cake." But Mr. Monkey says, "Oh no, Mr. Monkey ate too many bananas." "Yuck," he says, holding on to his belly. "That's okay. Mr. Monkey has a new plan for his cake. Oh, he reads on the computer cake show today. Bring a cake and win a ribbon. Mr. Monkey wants to win that ribbon, but first, how about one more banana? Yum." And he eats another banana. But before he eats it, his stomach goes grrr. So he changes his mind and doesn't eat that banana. He saves it for later. "Good idea, Mr. Monkey." Mr. Monkey walks to the cake show. He walks through town with all the busy cars and people, and he walks across the street, and all of a sudden somebody yells, "Look out, Mr. Monkey!" And there's a boy riding by a bicycle, and on his bicycle saying, ringing his bell saying, "Ding, ding, get out of the way." But Mr. Monkey goes, "Oops," and he trips, and the cake goes flying high. Next, Mr. Monkey waits for the walk sign. He waits and he waits, and finally the walk sign turns to walk. "Ooh," Mr. Monkey says, and off he goes. Then he gets in the middle of the street and says, "Wait," someone says, "wait, Mr. Monkey." "Run, Mr. Monkey." "Jump, Mr. Monkey." "Drive, Mr. Monkey." Monkey's jumping out of everybody's way. He trips, but he falls. But he catches the cake on his foot. "Nice catch, Mr. Monkey," said the bird. Uh-oh, more trouble. The birdie's going to want to eat his cake. Oh, he grabs the cake from the birdie, and the birdie flies away and goes, "Eek!" The cake is safe. But then all of a sudden, a whole bunch of birds come going, "Eek, eek, 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 eek." And Mr. Monkey is wondering, is his cake safe or not? Mr. Monkey runs and he hides in the doghouse. The cake is safe. Or is it? The dog starts growling, "Grrr." Mr. Monkey runs to the zoo. And Mr. Monkey hides behind the bars. And the dog chases him. And the dog goes, "Grrr." The cake is safe, though. The dog won't go behind the bars. But is it safe? Our Mr. Monkey hears a great big roar behind him. Oh, no, Mr. Monkey, run! It's a big gorilla's cage that he got into. Mr. Monkey rides on the bike. Mr. Monkey arrives at the cake show. "Ooh," he says. It wasn't easy, but the cake is safe. Until somebody comes bursting out of the door and goes, "Oof," And Mr. Monkey drops the cake almost, but there's a little boy there waiting. And Mr. Monkey is in luck because the little boy caught the cake. The cake is still safe. Now it's time to win that ribbon. Oh no, the cake show is over. Everyone already won a ribbon. Mr. Monkey goes, oh, everyone but Mr. Monkey got a ribbon. Then that big gorilla comes through the wall, grrr, and Mr. Monkey gets scared. But poor Mr. Monkey, how could this day get any worse? That's when the gorilla comes through the wall. Run, Mr. Monkey, run! Hide, Mr. Monkey, hide! All the while the gorilla is chasing him. Uh-oh, Mr. Monkey is trapped. There is nowhere to run. There is nowhere to hide. What will he do? Then he remembers the banana he saved for later is in his pocket, and he hands it to the big gorilla, and the big gorilla says, yum, because gorillas like bananas too. Look, Mr. Monkey has a new friend and a new ribbon. The gorilla gave Mr. Monkey a ribbon for his cake. But wait, now someone else doesn't have a ribbon. And it was a little girl that came late to the cake contest. So Mr. Monkey gave the little girl his ribbon. Good job, Mr. Monkey. Now you can have your cake and eat it too. And just as he's walking that banana peel he threw down, he slips on, steps, oh, but down he goes, and his fake face goes right into the middle of his cake. The end. Next, I'd like to read you a story that I'm sure you've heard many times. It's called, There Was an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly. This is always a fun story. See how many of the animals the little old lady ate. This story was published by Viking, a division of the Penguin Group, has a copyright date of 1997, and was written by Sims Tabak. There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a spider that wiggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a bird. How absurd! She swallowed a bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a cat. Imagine that! She swallowed a cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a dog. She went whole hog to swallow the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, and I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a cow. I don't know how she swallowed the cow. She swallowed the cow to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a horse. She died, of course. The end. On the last page of this story, the author says, the moral of the story, never swallow a horse. And the author also tells you, there was an old lady who swallowed a fly. A favorite American folk poem was first heard in the United States in the 1940s. Several different versions from Georgia, Colorado, and Ohio were collected, but the true author of this poem remains unknown. The end. Next, I'd like to read you a story. Even though it's the middle of winter, I'm pretty much ready for spring. How about you? This book is called Waiting for Spring. It was published by Harper & Row Publishers, has a copyright date of 1984, and was written by Barbara Beveridge. Waiting for Spring. As winter snows fall gently on rabbits' homes, all rabbit families pass the long time until spring by telling tales. And so, in this cozy house, Papa Rabbit, like Grandpa Rabbit before him, and Great-Grandpa Rabbit before that, is getting ready to tell Waiting for Spring stories to his family. Listen as Papa puts another log on the fire and begins. The Wind and the Clothes. Once an old rabbit was hanging his clothes on the line. The wind came along and blew them off. Whoosh! Off went the sock. Whoosh! Off went the shirt. Whoosh! Off went a jacket and a bathrobe and a pair of pants. Give me back my clothes, cried the rabbit. Finders keepers, losers weepers, said the wind. The rabbit ran to catch his clothes, but the wind blew them into a tree. Why do you want my clothes? Asked the rabbit. I am cold, said the wind. My clothes are too small for you, said the rabbit. So they are, said the wind with a sigh. Give me back my clothes and I will tell you what to do, said the rabbit. The wind blew the clothes down from the tree and they fell on the ground. Now tell me what to do, the wind demanded. There is a long woolly cloud, said the rabbit. Use it for a scarf. The wind put on the scarf cloud. Absolutely splendid, said the wind. And there is a small puffy cloud, said the rabbit. Use that for a hat. The wind put on the hat cloud. Gloriously grand, said the wind. And there are two short fleecy clouds, said the rabbit. Use them for mittens. The wind put on the mitten clouds. Perfect, positively perfect, said the wind. Now are you warm, wind? Asked the rabbit. Yes, thank you, rabbit, said the wind. So the rabbit hung up his clothes again and went inside. The next story is called The Dark Forest. A rabbit took a walk in a dark forest. Soon he heard a noise. Thump, thump, went the noise. The rabbit walked a little faster. Thumpity thump, went the noise. It was moving faster, too. The rabbit began to run. He ran and ran. The noise thumped behind him. The faster the rabbit ran, the faster the noise thumped. Just ahead, the rabbit saw the end of the woods. If I can get to the end of the woods, I think I will be safe, said the rabbit. The rabbit ran as hard as he could. The noise thumped right behind him. At last, the rabbit came to the end of the woods. He flopped down under a nearby tree. Oh, he sighed. I cannot run another step. I'll have to wait here and see what happens. Oh, said a voice. The voice huffed and puffed. I am so glad you stopped. I was getting very tired. Who are you? Cried the rabbit, and he looked into the woods. Out of the woods came the rabbit's shadow. A dark forest is no place for a shadow, said the shadow. It flopped down next to the rabbit. The rabbit and his shadow rested together. Then they walked home in the sunshine. And the last story is called The Wishing Star. One night, a rabbit made a wish on a star. I wish I could be a sea captain, said the rabbit. Forget it, said the star. But you are a wishing star, said the rabbit. You have to give me my wish. Why should I give you a wish? Asked the star. Nobody ever gives me a wish. What do you wish? Asked the rabbit. I wish I could sing, said the star. Maybe you need music, said the rabbit, and he ran home to get a flute. He played the flute for the star. The star opens his mouth, but nothing came out. No, said the star, that does not help me sing. Maybe you need dancing, said the rabbit. The rabbit danced around and around. The star tried to sing again. It's no use, said the star. I still cannot sing. Maybe you need someone to sing to, said the rabbit. There is a sleepy little star. Sing to it. The star sang to the little star. It sang the little star to sleep. I can sing, shouted the star. There is your wish, said the rabbit. And here is yours, sang the star, as the rabbit sailed away at the wheel of his ship. The end. Well, on the next Children's Story Hour, I'll finish the book, Waiting for Spring. There's a few more stories in it. So, that ends today's show. I hope you enjoyed the stories that I brought to you. And this concludes this installment of RadioEye's Children's Story Hour. Please join us next time as we read more stories, fables, and fairy tales. Thank you for listening, and please stay tuned for the Lexington Herald Leader on RadioEye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.